I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. You get the yellow jersey if you answered our geo quiz correctly today. That's because it takes us to the Tour de France, and it's 17th stage. 172 riders took on a 108-mile-long mountain road high up in the Pyrenees. Robert Penn is author of It's All About the Bike, The Pursuit of Happiness on Two Wheels. And while he hasn't ridden in the Tour, he has for various reasons that I can only attribute to insanity taken on the mountain in today's geo quiz. Robert, what's the name of this route that figures in today's 17th stage of the Tour?
They call it Col du Tourmalet. It's a magnificent place in the Haute Pyrenees. The road goes just below the peak of the mountains through a small notch in the rock. And so that's what it means. It's a route over the mountains.
So what was it like for you? Kind of torture, then self-loathing, and finally redemption at the top?
Yes, that's pretty much the cycle. You know, it's something that you set as a goal a long way out. And, you know, you train for it for maybe, you know, 6 months, maybe a year. You have it in your mind to do this. So riding up it is rather magical. And in a sense, that dispels the pain. But don't get me wrong, it hurts.
Right. Even if you're not racing others, it hurts.
Yeah. I mean, it hurts just as much as it hurts. I mean, I think, you know, they say in cycle racing, you know, pain is inevitable, suffering is optional. So there's something in that. You know, the pain is always there. Whether or not you suffer, that's up to you.
Yeah. What kind of strength does it take to ride this mountain?
It takes enormous strength. You know, you need obviously a great bike and it's got to be very light and you need to get your nutrition absolutely bang on for the day. And all the backup teams behind these great riders will be working very, very hard to make sure that they don't bonk, they don't get dehydrated. So that's all got to work. It's got to work very, very well. But then over and above that, you know, you need an extraordinary level of determination. You need to be able to dampen pain that is coming from all parts of your body. The Tour de France is almost always, if not always, won in the mountains. So that's when the racing really gets going.
Now, power is also calculated in watts per kilogram of rider weight. How many watts do these riders create climbing up the Col du Tourmalet?
That's right, exactly. So there's 7 to 7.5 watts per kilo, which is, you know, which is phenomenal. So it's, you know, the best climbers are always the lightest. You know,
right.
They're incredibly lean men. But of course, you still need to be very strong and very powerful to get up the mountains. And so that's why it's, you know, the power that you can generate, watts per kilo of your body weight. That's what it comes down to.
And I actually did the math for that, and I figured one of these guys could probably power my house for a month, which on average consumes about 400 kilowatt hours.
I mean, there is an off-season when they don't race. Maybe you could get one round there.
Now, Robert, as for today's stage, it's being called a make-or-break day for Andy Schleck from Luxembourg, yeah, who's trying to catch up with the defending Spanish champion Alberto Contador. What's at stake for these two men?
Probably means more for Schleck than it does to Contador. Contador's won two tours. He is very strong and looks very impressive. For Andy Schleck, it would be his first tour, and it would, you know, I mean, it's the pathway to greatness. You win the Tour de France, you get raised to a new pedestal, which few people, even the greatest sportsmen, you know, have walked the earth, reach.
Well, you can watch the day stage on cable TV in the US. I guess today's stage would be a good one to check out.
It'd be the best, yeah.
Robert Penn, author of It's All About the Bike, thanks for giving us the answer to our GeoQuiz today, the Col du Tourmalet.
Great, my pleasure.
If you do plan to watch tonight, cover your ears briefly. In today's stage, Contador matched all of the uphill attacks from Andy Schleck. They crossed the finish line with identical times. That leaves Contador in a comfortable position for another Tour de France title.